When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was all shook up, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." It was an extremely fraught political time. There were rumblings of discontent among the local population. There were high taxes and oppressive government and religious leaders in cahoots with that government. There was a desperate underclass exploited and abused by the powerful. And on top of that, there was a key religious festival coming up that week, which celebrated an ancient liberation from empire. Such festivals often made the government nervous. They often fortified the city during that time in case things got out of hand. In this tinderbox of a situation in Jerusalem, we have a parade, but not a military parade, with handsome war horses, gleaming helmets, and flashing spears. Rather, we have a parade of the poor. We have a parade of the dispossessed, a parade of the sick and blind, a parade of children, and the grand marshal, not a warrior, not a conqueror like so many who had come into Jerusalem before, like Alexander or Pompey, not a politician at all, as it turns out, but a teacher, preacher, and healer from Galilee, a backward province of Rome. Then any wonder the city asks, "Who is this?" In the Greek original, the word used to describe the city, how the city reacts to Jesus, is seismos, as in seismic. Jesus' arrival has a seismic impact on the city. As Elvis sang, they're all shook up. And this wasn't the first time that happened. Long ago, when Jesus was a baby, when King Herod learned of King Jesus's birth, Matthew's gospel tells us Herod was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. They were quaking in their boots. The powers that be have dreaded the day of Jesus's arrival, and it is because they misunderstand who Jesus is and what he is there to do. Or maybe not. It's not hard to understand why they are so opposed. After all, every human ruler had used and still uses fear as a basis for their authority. Jesus is acclaimed by the title Son of David. Son of David. That is a political title. So what does that mean? Does that mean that Jesus is going to take the throne back violently, with force and bloodshed? Will Jesus try to reestablish a long-dead dynastic line? Will Jesus exploit Judean hopes of liberation to start an insurrection? And as the authorities fear, is he going to bring down the wrath of Rome on all of them? Jesus is indeed a liberator, but neither the one expected by the crowds nor dreaded by the temple authorities. He doesn't come offering political liberation after the way of the world. After all, most revolutionary movements, even if they succeeded, offered only short-term relief, and the cycle would begin again. The oppressed become the oppressors, and then there's a new class of oppressed, and the cycle repeats ad infinitum. What usually happened can be summed up in the Who song, "Won't Be Fooled Again." Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, right? Whatever the change in leadership, the outcome was usually the same for the people without power. The liberation that Jesus gives us is far different and far more than that. Jesus's liberation is for the whole person. Jesus liberates us from our sins. It is the reason he's named Jesus, after all. Back in Matthew chapter 1, the angel commanded Joseph to name the child Jesus, a variant of the ancient Hebrew name Joshua, because, this is the angel's quote, he will save his people from their sins. Jesus means Yahweh saves. But Jesus doesn't just liberate us from the things we do wrong. He liberates us from our utter brokenness. He liberates us from unjust religion that exploits, as shown in the temple marketplace. He liberates us from our captivity to sin. He liberates us from the idolatry of the powers that be. He liberates our creation from futility, as the Apostle Paul writes. And ultimately, Jesus liberates us from death. Jesus liberates us from death. Not by killing, but by dying. It's no accident that after Jesus dies, Matthew records a great earthquake and a strange resurrection. Have you noticed that? A strange resurrection of those saints who had fallen asleep. The whole earth is shaken by Jesus. Death is shaken, and we are shaken. Our sinful selves are put to death with Christ on the cross so that we can rise again, just as those saints did so long ago. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the one who saves us and who saves our whole person. God help us remember, whatever the turmoil of the world, we have been liberated from the power of sin and death by the power of Jesus Christ, our gentle King. Amen.